Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Welcome to the last show of 2018. Yay! Hey, and guess what, everybody?
We hid Michael under the desk.
He doesn't know yet, so don't tell him. Hey, I'm filling in tonight. My name's Christine. I don't show up much, but how you guys doing this evening? And with always is my other half, the man who runs everything technical and electronic, otherwise I will short-circuit it. It's JT.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
I heard you. I was saying, that was all, is that all you say?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I say.
Hey, does it give you more lines?
Lines? This thing scripted? Where's my script?
He didn't give you the script?
No, he never gives it.
This is why he's under the desk. Because you won't let me put him in the stall for some reason.
No, we're not allowed to go there. We don't go there.
Okay. Well, and we have another guest star in the studio, if I can get her to actually pay attention.
She may not. It's she okay.
I don't think she's going
to
do it.
She's not going to do
it. No. All right. Anyway, so we'll see if we can get her to say a few things later. So, as we do, we have our lovely call-in segments.
And we will take five uniques.
Five uniques?
Until we
What if they're not unique? What if they're just normal? you had no idea.
Five unique callers each segment until we run out of unique callers.
Okay.
And then we'll go into a return engagement where it's a free fall. So that if
it's
you.
It's a free fall or free for all? Okay.
Sorry, I'm blending my words together. And then we'll take all the callers that call in and
all
we'll
of them.
Rack them up and just put them in order as they come in. It is a first come, first serve.
All right.
In the order that you come in.
Yeah. So no crankiness.
So no crankiness.
If you
right?
don't get in first, it's okay.
It's okay. We will get you in.
Yeah,
it's
you okay. still get to read.
That's right.
It's awesome. It's okay. Awesome. Okay. So apparently we have rules. Last time I was here, the rules have grown.
The rules have grown a little bit since the last time you were here, but it's
what
okay.
What did you do?
Well, there were a lot of things that I've done.
Oh, man. All right. So we have, there's no hate speech. Yeah, it's not the right platform for it. We just don't like it. Yeah, it's just not the place for it. And then I like this. It's PG-13-ish.
Yeah.
I like the ish. We do have families that listen to the show. So, you know, try and ease yourself into it. You know, don't get gratuitous F-bombs going or anything like that. If you do, we might break in and you know, just tell you, hey, you might want to save this for our after dark. Only because that's when we let the families know, hey, it's going to get a little crazy. You might want to shut it down or at least put the kids to bed or put headphones on them.
Right.
Let them listen to the iPod.
That's right.
Who knows? Be prepared with your poem. We know things kind of like crash and do funky things on you, but the best we can do is if you can have it ready for us and we can get you, because we want to hear the poetry.
That's right.
Yep. We don't want to hear the dead silence of
flip, flip
as you're trying to find it. So it's all cool, guys. 3 to 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Like on the max end of it.
Which is the max, 3 or 5?
3 to 5 minutes long, you know, up to 3 to 5 minutes long.
Okay.
Try not to go too long.
We don't like long-windedness.
Right. If you've got a good flow, we understand. We're not going to cut you off at 5 minutes.
But then you don't get to call back. Oh, that's not the rule?
That's not how that rule works. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
All right. As they're all going, the rules did change. Holy crap. She shows up and all heck breaks loose. And then, you know, we always look forward to any comments or suggestions our listeners may have. But do us a favor. Send it to us in the contact form on the website or email at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. That way we can give you our undivided attention and we can help you out with any comments or suggestions you have rather than taking up time and you don't get to read your poem.
That's right.
Because you're on an anger flow or a happy flow. Who knows?
Either way.
All right. Are we ready to do this?
I think so. I think we'll go into our first segment.
Just the first segment?
First call-in segment.
Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
You got the buttons?
Yeah.
Oh, he's looking. Hang on.
Okay.
Got the buttons. All right. And call in at 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or
Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Go for it, guys. No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back.
We're back. Okay, we're going to try this again.
Okay.
Mystery guest.
Mystery guest. All right. That's good.
Guys, Ursa, the studio dog, has finally made an appearance into the studio.
Yeah.
Is you a good girl? All right.
So we have our 5 callers.
We have our 5. And we get to start all the way from the motherland. No?
No.
All right.
But that's okay.
We got one of our favorites on, Mr. Titus from Great Britain. Good evening, sir. Or morning.
Good day, Christine.
How are you, my friend?
Very good. Glad to make your acquaintance.
I know, it does feel like I'm a stranger when I show up, huh?
Well, it's like me. Well, I've got a poem here. It's 5 years old, actually. It came third in an international competition in Florida.
Nice.
The painters in the Winter Park paint out, they paint a painting. And, of course, after that's finished, poets come along and they have to select a painting and write a poem to it. This painting called Railway Crossing at Charles Street by Elizabeth Thurber was one I chose. It's 8 inches by 24. Lovely little picture. And it's titled Railroad Sleepers Trees, Artist Elizabeth Thurber. There hangs the literature from the vast proceeding high into the realms, gazing into attending time to her station. In a bid farewell, with a lonely wave a maple tree it gave, whose colloquy it was, as railways go, a simpler version. Lowly arched across our stanchions, believed to be leaning familiar to the floral beads exhibiting all their expectations. First till last, wisteria streams leave signage from the past. It seems they've wept alone with a serenely long look back. Charles Street is somewhere lurking under that penumbra, anticipating shadow of lapses. The dispirited makes amends, an immediate pleasure to commemorate what sense of style made. Trains turn back, awaiting the preliminary hill de long. Openings where once it was forbidden, the walkway grid where subtle slopes in accompaniment to makeshift props, like able-bodied workmen did, concurring at a central point of sectors, underpinned their gathering strength taskmaster, with each hand urged at grips with ambling onto bilateral, its strength and steel does wood, large as a lintel beams claim towards its platform surges, and the beckoning of immense structures, those railway sleepers trees she's not forgotten. End of poem. It's a poem that has a tree that actually has taken the place of the metal bridge that has rusted and therefore has taken the place of the railway. So quite a nice picture, really, Christine.
Wow. I wish we had, it wasn't just vocal, that we could have like visuals so we could see the picture too, even though you painted it beautifully with your
words.
I
always put it on Facebook, you know. So they'll see the little picture of it.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look.
Yes. Well, when I got time.
Yeah.
I hope it's not too late to say Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year, sir. You have a wonderful time. Don't go crazy on us.
No, I've got 5 days off now.
Oh, woohoo!
Lovely, eh? Jealous. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you.
That's right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Titus, who, good Lord, the poor man has, it's probably what, 3-4 o'clock in the morning?
It's like 4:15.
Whew.
Yeah, he.
That's
but
the time I get up to go to work.
I know.
And he just gets up to read poetry. That is awesome. Dedication,
that
people.
Is dedication. Yep.
All right. Moving right along. All right. So then we come back across and we go to Miss Barbara in the Connecticut.
Moving right along. All right. So then we come back across. We go to Miss Barbara.
Hello, Christine. So nice to hear your voice.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. And happy holidays to you and JT. And so great to have you on the show again. Really, really great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we had to put Michael down for a bit. You know, he gets fussy. We just got to put him down. Let him sleep it off. Wow, I did not expect that reaction from him.
It's just my thoughts. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Wow. I didn't know I was slaying him in the aisles tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. All right, girl, what you got for us today?
What happened to me this week is that I had entered a contest called Termir Kazakh. I think that's what it was. And it was for Kazakhstan's independence and sponsored by Motivational Strips and World Union of Writers and a bunch of other international organizations. And it was a big deal. So I placed in the second tier, there were two tiers. There was one tier of 10 people, and then there was another tier of 12 people. So I placed ninth in that second tier, but I was the first of the United States to place there.
Good.
So basically, I was 19th in the contest.
Nice.
So, right on. Okay.
So, I was kind of happy. I didn't really know how to deal with this because, you know, it's weird. So it's international and it's everything, but this is the poem that won. So it's called Peace Will Win. And I actually, you know, it's funny because I actually did write this for World Poetry Open Mic. And I did actually have a video made for World Poetry Open Mic. If JT will remember, there was a time when you asked us to write things about peace, I think. Well, anyway, this is from 2016. Okay, Peace Will Win. The blue of the ocean touches each continent, turning turquoise by the shoreline. And we are connected by this vast waterway winding around the stationary continents, which hold assorted people in colors, shapes, and sizes so varied it would take forever to sort them out. And yet, in a few places of these enormous bodies of land, none of these very colored peoples can get along. In climates where even walking brings a sweat, these groups have staked their territory and stated their claims, and now their constant squabbling leads to unrest and dissatisfaction, to the fleeing of the population who only wanted to live their lives, and to the detriment of the land, which takes the brunt of the explosives and guns pummeling it night and day. Refugees run for their lives to safer countries, even though they might be pounding on the gates for entrance, and peace, which creates a haven for art and music and brings people together, must suffer as the ones who must stay behind are pitted against those who must follow through on their dastardly plans, fighting peace. But peace is strong, and with more behind it, this cart will overcome the adversity, and the light and hope of peace will fill the world once more. End poem.
Very nicely done, ma'am.
Thank you.
I could tell you got a little feisty. Your voice kept getting a little stronger and a little louder, like you were going to put the hammer down on somebody.
Yeah, well, in that poem, that's how I feel. You know, it's like I start out slow and then it gets, you know, as I wrote, that's how it felt to me, that it was very, like, you know, strong at the end, because that's how I felt, you know.
Yeah.
Damn it, peace will win no matter what.
That's right.
We're going to make it win.
That's right.
Whether they like it or not.
Exactly. So I'm going to get off the phone and call back for the return.
All right.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. We'll talk to you later, my dear.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Miss Barbara with a feisty little peace poem. I didn't know.
I forgot about that. We did request that, and it.
You're starting to forget stuff.
I got
stuff.
Busy. I just get busy.
You get busy.
Life, you know,
the
just
universe.
Like you do. Yeah, and everything.
And everything. 42.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, God. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
not married. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, quick, save us. All right, so we'll go now to Jim.
You know, the universe. Yeah, and everything. 42.
Yeah. Hey, Jim.
Look, Ma, I wrote you.
The wheels on the bus go fall right off. How are you doing, my friend?
It's been interesting.
That is a very good description of it, of 2018 or just the week?
Well, this yesterday was memorable.
Uh-oh.
I fought the forklift, and the forklift won.
Oh, no. Stupid forklift. Did you get the spoon lift?
Yeah, it backed up. Yeah, I was standing waiting for a skid to be pulled out, and the forklift backed up into me.
Ow.
Are you all right?
I fell, but I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I didn't get hurt too bad. No. Is the forklift okay?
Yeah. He didn't realize he hit me.
Oh man. All right.
Yeah. Slight sprain in my. I might have a slight sprain in the wrist and a little bit of a sore knee. Other than that, I'm fine.
Well, that's good to know. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have been a heck of a lot worse.
Yeah.
We need to get you a pop gun so if they start backing up on you, you can just start making the sound and they'll think something else is wrong with the forklift and stop.
So what's that noise? Oh,
it's just Jim. He used to make a squishy sound. Now he makes a popping sound. All right, my friend, what you got for us?
Well, I have one for my book, and it's appropriate for this time of the year.
Okay, go for it.
a poem for the end. Here's a poem for the end and the new year that soon begins. Waiting in the waning hours before the old man becomes a child, we celebrate and remember. Love and laughter, sorrow and tears, new friends found, old ones lost. Another journey, once round the sun, fades, slipping into the past. We face the future, abundant with what is not new under the sun, success and failure, joy and sadness. And as we strive for a better life, let us dare to be content. End of poem.
That was a great piece. I like that. I even like the title. A little ominous, but hey, you know.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I was like, oh boy.
That was a really good piece, Jim.
Oh boy.
Well done, my friend. Well, I was saying with the title. I was like, uh-oh. A poem for the end.
Well, it's the end of the world as we know it.
That's right.
Well, that's, it is every night. All right, my friend, you going to call back for us?
Yes, I'm going to call back.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to call back.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, my dear, then we will talk to you at a little bit later in the show.
Yes.
All right. Hey, darling.
Good night, Jim.
And that is the new forklift stopper.
Jim. Oh. We'll just call him Chuck for the next one.
Oh.
I know it's bad. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry.
Oh. Man, and you were giving me looks about what I was saying.
I know. Man, ooh. I am horrible. My apologies, Jim. I really do hope you get a speedy recovery on that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He'll bounce back.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da.
Yeah.
All right. So now we'll take our trip up north, and we'll talk to Miss Cynthia, the school teacher.
Hey, it's so nice to hear you, Christine.
Hi, I've missed you, honey.
This is so much fun to hear your voice.
I'm going to try and get down here a little bit more in 2019. This last year was a bit rough on me.
Aww.
But we all made it.
I just came in from a lot of traveling. I was just on Vancouver Island, and I got to go see a whole lot of little towns and a few big cities and things.
Oh, nice.
And I was just in a really beautiful place. It's called, I don't know if you got to come to Cathedral Grove on Vancouver Island when you were here.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay. It's basically, it's just, it's all old. Like, there are 800-year-old trees. There are trees that have been here before Caucasian people came to North America.
Just give one of those a hug.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where I was this afternoon.
And you came back?
I know. It's so bittersweet. I actually scheduled that I need to be on this radio show. I'm like, they're like, what's your schedule? I'm like, well, I want to be home for World Poetry Open Mic that starts at 7. So we actually planned my itinerary so I could be here.
I was awfully sweet of you. We would have totally excused it, too. Oh.
But they're like, oh, yeah, of course. We'll schedule that in. So since I was just in Cathedral Grove, I read this poem. It's a short poem I have, and I've read it before, but I was just there, so I have to read it again.
Go for it.
This is about watching the meteor from the rainforest on the west coast. So I called it Perseid Showers. Leaf lanterns glow under stars. Dried flowers line an evergreen cathedral. Rainforest lit up. We lie on the cool earth. Our own mythology. End poem.
Oh, it's so love. I love how you deliver.
Oh, thank you. I was also really blown away when I was teaching a workshop in Port Alberni, which is right next to Cathedral Grove.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who was taking the workshop was so connected with nature. They all wrote ecological poems, and they just had, like, I'm really connected with nature here in Vancouver, but they had, like, it's just so spectacular there. Like, all of their poems involved eagles and, you know, these old, beautiful cedar trees and the rainforest. It was just so amazing to get to be in that place with people who live their whole lives there. So yeah, anyone who comes to the West Coast, you have to, at some point, you have to make it to Tofino and Cathedral Grove. And anyway, thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. And,
looking forward to calling back for the return engagement.
All right, my dear. We look forward to it. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And that was our lovely little druid, Miss Cynthia. She's like a little kindred spirit because, you know, I get up into the mountains and I'm like, I'm home.
We have to behave.
We have to behave.
Yeah.
Why do we have to behave?
Michael's listening in.
Oh, shoot.
I know. So.
So, next on the list we have will be the new person who is calling in next is Stan from Al.
Hello, Stan from Alabama.
Hello. How are you,
I am well, Stan. I'm trying to behave myself while Michael is listening in, so...
How will we know when he's not?
I don't know. I think he drops out of the... I mean, he is always listening to us. Sorry.
Wow, that wasn't ominous. Big Brother's not listening. At all. Good gracious. How are you tonight?
I've been out from under the table now.
He got out from under the desk. I'm going to have to make those knots a little tighter next time.
Okay, yeah.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great, Christine. And how are you? It's great to hear you.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk to you guys. I didn't realize how much I missed you until I got down here. I'm like, I miss all of these voices.
Hey, we have missed you.
Aw. Well, like I told Cynthia, I'm going to try and get down here a little bit more often and put a crimp in these boys' little show that they have going on. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we'll take that crimp. It's okay.
So what you got for us tonight for our end of the year show?
Well, I thought since I had a shot at this one, I would go ahead and do a little piece by a gentleman by the name of Su Qi.
Oh, our poet of the month.
Dun, 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 yeah. Dun.
Wonderful. Okay.
And this is actually a very nice little piece, and I wanted to get it because I thought that James would really enjoy this one because it is actually brevity, but it's very nicely done, something I think he could very much appreciate.
All right.
And this is by Mr. Su Qi. To what can our life on earth be likened? To a flock of geese alighting on the snow, sometimes leaving a trace of their passage. End peace.
I like that.
Well,
I do too. I did too. I read that and I said, oh yeah, I got to do this one.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I love it when those poems just come out and go, no, you need to read this one.
Oh, yeah. This was definitely one of them. This one just kind of got hold of me and said, no, you want to read me.
Sweet. Are you going to give us a call back?
Of course I'm going to give you a call back.
Good, because Michael will probably be off later so we can be a little more free with our conversations.
Oh. They might suspect.
That's true. They might.
All right, my friend. Well, then we will talk to you later on.
Oh, that will be a pleasure.
All
on
right,
wait. The next.
All right. And that was Mr. Stan. Stan the man. Because Stan the Mon just doesn't
Stan
sound
the
right.
Mon doesn't,
doesn't
work.
Sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't
no.
sound right.
Hey, that was it.
That was it.
We get to go home now? Oh, wait.
No. We have other callers.
We haven't left. Shh. Oh, that's right. We're in an undisclosed location.
They don't know.
And guess what?
Huh.
I finished what Michael told
right.
me to do.
You did your project.
I did my project.
Oh, this will be awesome. Okay, so we got to go to the next segment.
We got to go to the next segment. Right. So everyone, start calling 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Open Mic.
World Poetry Open Mic.
Darn it. Call now.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And
we're back.
We're back. Is Michael gone?
No, I think he's still in the room.
Shoot.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Michael is never gone. He is just off to the side for right now. I don't know.
Wow, that
I think
was
he's
even
still. I know it was really creepy sounding. he's still in the chat room somewhere.
Man.
It's okay.
All right. So hopefully he gets to he'll get to hear my project.
Your project. You did your project.
I did my project.
This is awesome.
I got sponsors.
You got sponsors?
I got sponsors!
Okay. Okay.
You ready? Hit the button.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Grinch.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a word from our sponsor.
Wait a minute. What did he tell you to do?
He told me to go out,
uh-huh,
find some sponsors,
uh-huh,
for the new segment, and now a word from our sponsor.
Well, he can't be upset with that one.
Why would he be upset? He's not going to Andy me, is he?
No, he wouldn't dare.
Oh, okay.
He wouldn't dare Andy you. Okay. That's no.
I got like
no, you,
30 of these.
I know. This is awesome. This is awesome. I'm glad you got him.
Okay.
And I'm sure he'll be satisfied with what you did.
I hope so.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. I wouldn't worry about it. Andy is just somewhere else.
Where is Andy?
No worries. You're okay. Seriously.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
We got callers.
Oh, yeah.
We got some callers. So.
We got Miss Mama.
Yes.
I don't want to say the whole because I might mess
okay.
it up.
Okay. So it's Mama Olade G.
Okay.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
We got Miss Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
This is a new one. Happy New Year to everyone. As I was saying before, it's good to hear a new voice joining the crowd.
What's up?
I heard her once, and then she disappeared. I was like, why didn't the lady come back?
Oh, she'll be back.
Okay.
Oh, I'm being dragged, kicking and screaming. No, I'm teasing. No, I'm going to make a better effort to come down and hang out with you guys.
You sound joyful, and that's what we need. Well, yeah, we need joyful. Okay.
Always.
I won't tell Michael you said he wasn't joyful.
So here we go. It's a new one that I just wrote, and I wanted to get it in before the holidays because I don't want to be stuck in the same position in 2019, Nicole. So this piece is called When the Truth Hits the Fan. When the truth hits the fan. How much of what was gained will be lost? What was done now undone? What was lost can never be again found. What was lost can never again be found. Every day the truth is spinning, waiting to blast off, takes flight in the darkness of confusion, looking for the light. The truth has never been prepared. The truth coming up for air, moving closer to the fan, lips with tight grip are zipped. Almost let it slip. Liars are stationed everywhere, the details of altered accounts. Everyone must get it right. The truth is drowning in despair, panting for air. Only half of the truth was told. Right, beginners can't keep their stories straight. So we wait as they huddle, moving steadily away from the actuality while digging for the truth. Flashlights flicker, search parties distracted from the snickers. Trying to remember what not to say. We have listened patiently, discerningly, waiting for the truth to fly because man listens. He feels legit and still fitting. When the truth hits the fan, we'll all be damned. In peace.
Go get him, mama. I like that one.
I can't wait. Why do they keep pussyfooting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nobody wants to make much of a rock the boat move.
Well, Putin about to make sure that's not going to happen. So we got to get that. Oh, I'm so sick of this. My head hurting. Come on, 2019. Y'all got to stop messing around. This is serious. We get the wall. What about our airspace? All right, Mama.
We better let you go before you get going. You're going to burn everything up.
Okay, baby.
We'll talk to you later, Mama.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Now is another feisty lady.
Yeah.
We got the feisty women on tonight.
Always.
Whew! I love it.
Yeah.
The girls are going.
Yeah, they rocked it last week, too.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Hey, you can always re-listen to any of our shows.
You can re-listen to our shows?
Yep, you can go out to our website and listen to the previous show, go out to our archives and download all of our shows from the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
The beginning.
That was so long ago.
It was.
We were young and spry. Michael had hair.
I think he's still in the chat room, huh?
Oh, dang it. When Michael was as beautiful as he has always been.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I need to get... Hey, George, we need you to come on and save me before I chew on my foot anymore.
Hello, George.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I know you're good. I can hear it. I think Christine's just... It was the first show I ever called in. It was, I think, just over 2 years ago. She was co-hosting that night. And I missed a couple shows somewhere in there but I think this is the first time back. And welcome.
Well, thank you, Vaughn.
So, so that's good. Like Mama just said, I can't wait to get into 2019. 2017 was really bad, the worst. 2018 was really almost as bad, even though I was hoping a year ago that things would change. So now we have 2019. Being an optimist, I'm going to say that things are going to be better. So, okay, don't put your money on that horse, though.
That's all right. Be optimistic is good stuff. It's good stuff.
That's right. What I have tonight is... I'm not sure the form is called, I think, a modified enjambment, which sort of means that the end of one line is the same word that's used again at the beginning of the next line, or a similar sounding word, or so forth. So that's what it is. It doesn't work too well. It's called the two-headed eagle, Aves falconiformis, the eagle, a nation casting about to find its meaning. A meaning that seems to stall on one issue while the rest escape. Escape like a broken fishing line, its barber floating away in the current. A current that ignores its own past, that changes course in the rapids. A rapidly changing set of national goals, which on one hand has paranoid borders. A borderline path, which on the other hand wants its friendships changed. Changing itself to a bully of self-interest with tyrannical goals that mystifies its order. In order to gain a hubris, which it hardly needs and suffers badly from. From here on, the pathways get cloudier. Where do we want to go? to go from a warm hearth of welcome to refugees to a differential and judging wall, a wall which grows between its own, some with assets, some without, never to meet. The meeting of two people, one peering out a large window, the other staring at a corner. With a corner on the world's violence and a loosening grip on its own destiny. Destiny to become a two-headed eagle, one claw with a sword, the other an olive branch. One head branching to gain the sun, the other pulling hard to soar off the earth's edge. Edging toward oblivion? Or can we help the eagle separate into two and each fly? Flying against each other in aerial combat, a dervish of feathers and spins, until they are now two angry birds glowering at each other, their goals separate. One separately flying towards the sun in an attempt to avoid the Icarus freefall, one falling lower and choosing to scavenge us with the baser prey of fear. We fear we've fallen into a raging rapids which may not easily take a change in course. In the course of this turbulence, we often slip below the surface. We must reach up, and up there we must grab the talons of an eagle flying close. Which eagle will we choose, and upon which turf will be the eagle's will? Will it be a flat land of lethal walled edges, or an enlightened sphere of hope and progress? Real progress would bring us enlightened eagles, steeped in principles and truth. In truth, we must train our eagles well. We have an altitude problem, and our problem eagle must insist on soaring. With the poem.
That was a great piece, George.
Wow. That one's going to take me a while to digest.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah, there is. Boy, I'm glad we do record these because I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. Wow. Well done, my friend.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, I hope we get to hear back from me. I can't talk.
It's
okay.
To.
Okay, it's, wonderful.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Nanu, nanu. All right, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, George. Oh. Whew. That was good. That was a really good piece.
Why do I feel I just got schooled?
Because it is an education here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, we got another caller.
Go to warmer climates.
Way warmer climate. It's only 18 degrees here. Bet you it's like, 112 there.
Nah, not that hot.
We'll go to Miss Mary.
Oh,
Mary.
Look at us here. Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, honey?
For everyone. Where's that mistletoe? Where's that mistletoe? Come on.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And Christine, come on. You have to be on a lot more because you are a rocker. you make this place. We're just hopping with you here.
I don't know how much Michael can handle of me. He rides one
Michael,
wavelength,
Michael,
and I'm on another.
Well, let me deal with Michael. You just come on whenever you want.
All right. I'll just send him to you. I'll say, no, you got to go talk to Miss Mary.
Yes. Please do. Let's see how that's going to go. All right.
What you got for us?
I'm a little punchy because I'm moving today and tomorrow and the next day. And then by the following day after that, I'll be in a new place.
Woo!
About 22 blocks. Closer to Phoenix, closer to everything we want to do. We're giving up a little bit, but I think it's going to be good. I have really good vibes about it, so here we go.
Okay.
And in between, one of the last songs I'll do is for you guys, and I'll read a poem, but on the return engagement.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I love you all. This is by Michael Bublé and a couple others, but it's a lovely song.
got surprised, got everything left. Broken my heart so many times, not keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself up. I get all worked up, and then I let myself down. So I tried so very hard not to. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. You know, someday it'll work out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I can. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half time and the other half. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you come out of nowhere and into my life. No, I know we can be lonely. And baby, your love will change me. And now I can tell you every possibility. Yeah. And somehow I know it'll turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I can. I just haven't met you yet. They say you're best in the bad war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right and we'll be united. Oh. And I know we can be so amazing. Being young, life is gonna change me, and I can see every possibility. Yeah. And someday I'll know it all too much. And I'll work so we can work to work it out. I promise you, kid, I'll be so much more than I get. Oh, you know we'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work here. I promise you, I'll get so much more than I just haven't met you. Oh, I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I just haven't met you.
Happy
2019. Woo! 2019.
2019 is coming, and I'm going to see it coming. Yeah,
wonderful job, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope everyone was dancing or taking a potty break or whatever you have to do when I sing.
Oh no, we were rocking it over here. We were grooving.
Rocking. Yeah, that's good. You know, I like piano. I'm sorry that I like piano, but not.
No, don't apologize.
Even on a poetry group.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next, and see you next time.
All right, darling.
Talk to you in a bit.
And that was our lovely Miss Mary, all the way in Arizona.
Yeah, right next door. You know,
yeah, yeah. Okay, it's right over states there. Over. Yeah, we can see her from our house, don't
well,
you know?
It's just a corner state. Touch is right over there.
It's just over there.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a small little group.
Wait, you know what that does?
Well, hang on.
Hold on.
What? Oh. Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had something
chill.
Else. Sorry.
Breathe.
Sorry. Wow. Boy, I get down here and he gets like crazy over here. Don't be breathing into the microphone because then you'll upset yourself.
I know. I will.
So I wanted to bring up, because I thought this was the coolest name of something I had ever heard.
Okay.
So on January 20th is the Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse.
Ooh.
That sounds like a heavy metal band.
It does. Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, so what it means
is,
obviously we know what a supermoon is that it is closer to the Earth than usual.
Okay.
Okay, it's like 222,000 plus miles or whatever from... Okay. And of course, because the eclipse, it turns it blood red.
Right.
Wolf Moon is the name of the first full moon of the new year.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So we have a Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse coming on January 20th.
January 20th. And I think it was visible complete in North America.
I think so.
Everywhere else will get a partial.
Yeah, but I don't know where the full eclipse little thing is happening. But JT and I were talking earlier, and I said that, you know, it sounded like, you know, everybody's so happy 2018 is over. And we are. I mean, my 2018 was a bit rough for a whole nother family reasons. But always remember that if we are excellent to one another, it travels and it catches fire. Love and peace catches fire more than hate. Hate just burns itself out. So we want to keep that slow burn of just keeping everyone smiling. Remember you can be upset, but remember you can't control everything. And this is coming from a control freak. So that took me a long time to figure out. So we'll make it, guys, and we'll make it together. We got this.
Yes.
All right.
I like that.
Return engagement.
Yes.
Oh, button.
Oh, you want? Oh.
Was there a button?
There's a button, but it's okay. Here it is.
The return engagement.
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 Okay.
You guys are weird.
Yeah, we are.
Whew. All right. So we want to hear from everybody again. And if you haven't called in, like the one who's trying to call in right now, it's okay. Call in now. And we will talk to you, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Let's see if I get this. Or World Poetry Open Mic Skype ID?
That works.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Go back!
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
We're back.
Yes.
Because it's
the return engagement.
You know, that just sounds wrong.
It does.
sounds like somebody who gets engaged way too many times.
Well,
the last party was for my other engagement. This is now for the return
of an engagement.
Yeah, or it's like Return of the Jedi.
Might get a little weird.
Well, especially if we find out Darth Vader's your father.
Wait a minute. What? No, that can't be true.
Oh, stop it. All right, let's kick things off the same way we kicked the show off.
All right.
We go all the way to our friend Titus.
Good day.
Good morning, sir.
I call it good morning.
Good morning.
That works.
I don't know. Well, I've got another poem here, which I've dug up. Actually going to be put in a book called Earth Angels, but this is called Titanic, the beautiful final scene I dream. So I suppose I can't even imagine how it felt when it sunk, but how the people are. But anyway, I'm trying to relive that now, sadly. It's called Titanic, the beautiful final scene I dream. To relive the depth, recall a pain from which another known spirit is encouraged through love to bring to surface an account for alibi trapped by means of time, salvaging memories of the past to persist appearing like trust that we would once again meet up in that arena. Now I know, now hot flushes ran, the way my heart would deepen in order to consume of what remains of the color rust as you and I can be uncontrollably urged to hide an alluring sound around Titanic. Thoughts appear to be floating incoherently, collecting of the thwart held high above, reforming balustrades, and with this sensitive touch, either that, or I'm dreaming, or screaming at you to get out of there. Drawn towards life's own ligature, descent was nigh on transferred, regardless of fate, that the oblivious has immersed into one another, ease from the tomb it was birthright to our belonging. Love's replace aquatic in a sense, the truth of love surrounding us, 'twas like the sea maiden voyage. It was first we met, our eyes were life momentum. By hologram, this ascension with the womb, the convening tomb escapes notice of one's panic, that as we are led, our fearful embrace attracting me no less than one would clutch slipping away as inertia uses a consciousness to forewarn death's arrival. Survival does in lieu to appreciate the whereabouts your beauty has on me, to share a besot, inseparable vastness, the feeling it overwhelms you with ups the ante. Flooding adds immunity to our meeting, a soul relish that space itself uses this greeting as an awareness only, for it celebrates impromptu lanterns that, when glistering auroras beckoning a charm spectral, furrow down their dips and churns in all grade to sea surf relish. It brings with it the great yawn, a large ship drinking yearn with urae nurtures as a way of acceptance and bringing about a form of passion acquainted with what's in the middle. As the middle bellowed an aria, leaving the song of the sea to ship the solemn promise down gradual. Sentiment leaves the sky where sea is. Horizons are to fill their portals causing rift. I can hardly drift away without purpose. Death be epic. Events over time causing turmoil, then they're remembered less severe, never to have loved this much before, then to find your life is on ration even as I wake, my love and I dream on, this life laugh draft death shall take. End of poem.
Wow.
That kind of moved me as I read that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost started crying.
Hoy. To get a feel of those people who've sunk down with the ship. I mean, it was like the perfect storm when I saw that film. It was haunting, really.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well done in giving them a little bit of voice.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. And been very good listening to you tonight.
It was lovely talking with you. I miss you.
Well, I missed it last week because it's probably a chance that I'm going to oversleep during the 2 o'clock in the morning, waking up, and getting prepared for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can only try. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my friend. Thanks for calling in and waking up. Hope you get a nap in.
I'll try.
All right, my friend. Right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah, it was a great piece.
Mm. Hoy. Okay, that kind of took my breath away there for a second. Excuse me while I compose. I'm a little verklempt here. Whew. All right, Titus. Way to kick us off. All right, so we go from one intense to another intense. Lady Mama Olede G. I said it right.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, well, I am impressed. And you sound like, that was beautiful. Oh, Mama Olede G. Girl, did it perfectly. Perfectly. I'm loving it. Okay, this is God Needs a Green Card. That's the name of the speech.
All right, go for it, Mama.
God had a green card, but he couldn't get back in the gate. The bricks are thick, but not so tall. I think God may need to scale the wall. Are we safe? Is structures gated? Must we stay in this prison where women are hated? Our bones are hidden in tunnels. Our bones are hidden in tunnels. Where has my mother gone? My sisters have disappeared, been abducted into a cult. Suspicious disinterest displays their guilt. There has been nothing to report. Maybe she's run away to find a new God. Someone has touched her. She was not safe there, in her own bed, in her own home. Some black man chanted hate lyrics at her. Encouraged by their overseers, Asian cultists cursed her in the womb. In India, they ostracized and brutalized her melanin. Queen of England watches through syphilitic eyes without concern. Beautiful cocoa, vanilla, and mustard babies are sold or married off to smelly suitors way before puberty. Mere children march and are showcased for the wicked pleasures of men. But should I call them men? Remember, we once ruled this planet. Remember, once we bore your beloved sons, now we work and twerk our bodies. We answer to your perversions. We no longer dance to bring rain. We slide down poles reluctantly, displaying our pain. My mother is crying for me. My sisters are crying for me. God will ignite the lamp of justice. Now God has her green card, and she shall return us back to our spiritual selves. We dare not become too ripe. Dare not become too ripe. Though we must remain agile, or we'll be thrown away like a rotten fruit, never to be seen again. God now has her green card, and she will return us back to our spiritual state. And once again, you shall call us heaven. Woman who created man in her womb, woman, man with a womb, became the enemy of man and has been cast off. And we cannot testify with our ovaries or inverted testicles. Soon there shall be no natural preference, no perspective of gender as man. Procreation ceased, desisted forever. We've been banned to wear and bear ovarian fruit. We who remain alive wait, awaiting a foreign God who's eager to receive their green card and save us from our fate, from the hands of a wicked system. We are doused in the agony of acid. Women perish for the mercy of death, we pray. My mother is crying for me. My sisters are crying for me. We again will ignite the lamp of justice. God now has her green card and shall return us to a spiritual state. Remember, we once ruled this planet. We bore your unloved seeds. You turned them against us. We shall return them unto your bosom. And once again, you shall call us heaven. In peace.
Boy, the return engagement turned into a gauntlet throwdown. Woo! I love it, Mama.
Thank you.
Boy, she is woman. Hear her roar.
Yeah.
But she does it with such a soft voice.
Thank you.
All right, Mama. Well, I hope you have a fantastic new year.
Okay, Christine, I love your input. Thank you for, lightening up our lives today and going into the new year. I love all of you all, as they already know. So enough said. On to the next, as Stanley always says.
All right.
You know how I read a serious poem like that, I get kind of like, I don't know. So they know how to go ahead to the next person.
All right, Mama. Then we will talk to you in the new year.
hopefully, if the creek don't rise when God is willing.
Yes, ma'am. All okay. Right.
All right. Bye.
Whew.
Yeah.
Heck, it got heavy in here.
Yeah.
Is the future heavy? Is there something wrong with the gravity? Sorry, I had to
throw Doc. It's nothing like that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Whew. They're bringing it. All right, George. It's up to you, my friend. You started off with the heavy gauntlet throwdown.
I guess it. Man, how do you follow that? I was.
Good luck.
I was just thinking about reading Psalms or something here after that because I was it was so powerful here. I need to come off from the valley. She's so good. That was such a good. That's one of her best too.
Yeah.
At least to me it was. And so here you come back to George, and I was going to read something sort of goofy.
Well, that's okay. Goofy can be a gauntlet throwdown too.
Maybe I can bring you down from the heights that Mama put you in. this one's short. It's called In a Waiting Room. In a waiting room recently, a nurse was putting on up Christmas decorations. A woman started arguing loudly on her cell phone. The television showed the president damning somebody. The nurse slipped on the ladder and dropped the light string. A patient came out of the office crying on her way to her car. A child vomited on his chair, and his mom hit him for it. The nurse took the light string away, the room left undecorated. On the television, the president puffed himself up. The cell phone woman began to curse aloud. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. End of poem.
Well, I was starting to freak out that you had somehow gotten into my waiting room while I was trying to hang the string of lights.
I was in everybody's waiting room. those are all things. I mean, I admit I combined a few, in my experience, but into one. But those are wonderful events, going to waiting rooms with kids and everything else.
Oh,
and a lot of people.
Oh yeah. Whew. And all we're trying to do is just hang a string of lights. Come on.
That was my symbolism, I guess. the failed decorating of a waiting room,
However,
okay.
Had I been that nurse, that string of lights had probably been around that mom. I'm a little feisty of a nurse.
Here, I'm gonna plug you up, lady. I'm gonna light you up.
We're gonna light you up. And we're gonna show everybody. We're gonna wrap you in Christmas love.
Merry effing Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a fantastic New Year. Don't get too crazy.
Oh, okay. I won't.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, I hope Mike's enjoying this because, it's been a fun show, and I'm sure he will enjoy it.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. And that was George, who had found his way into the waiting room at my hospital.
Yeah. You noticed that, too? I'm like, I've only been there for a few weeks, and I think I've seen most of that stuff already.
Welcome to the world of working in a hospital,
yes,
my love.
Yes, it's pretty quick.
Yeah, now you get all my stories.
Oh, of course I get your stories.
Now you're like, oh. Okay, so who we got next? Uh-oh. Well, yep. The wheels are going to go off even further.
Yep.
Because Jim is in a mood because of that forklift.
Dilly dilly.
Hey, Michael, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Oh. I love it when he's not here because he can't defend himself.
Oh, when he's in the chat room and he can say it's not a thing.
He says a lot of things aren't things, but they are.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. He just doesn't want it to be.
Oh. What you got for us this time, Jim?
Well, it was one I wrote back in July from a picture prompt that Nyla had posted on Facebook.
Okay.
It's called "Here Be Monsters." There are monsters in the eternal sea, titans of wanton destruction, leviathans of influence and control. But none of these will ever match the power of innocent childlike love, holding them at bay by the shore. End of poem.
I like those. Oh,
thank you.
They're really good.
I try.
Oh, no. It's really well done, Jim. It's really well done. I like that.
You don't just try. You do.
Thank you, Yoda.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be you do because you try?
No.
No.
There is no try. It's do or do not.
Don't do that. There is no try.
Oh, my God. That was really close. Uh-huh. That was a little freaky.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you probably have not heard me do this one. It's how the entire Star Wars saga was completely changed.
Uh-oh.
I'm too dark side Yoda has finished Jedi arcs.
Oh.
Danielle is just kind of shaking her head.
Yeah.
And there's like, what if I got myself into?
It's another fine mess you've got us into.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Well, make sure that slash the tires on the forklift so that it can't hit you next time.
I won't be able to do it until next year.
Well, okay.
No, literally, I will not be able to do it until next year.
You have a few. You got
to have to come in on Monday.
Awesome.
Well, sweet.
And I won't be back in until Wednesday.
Well, that is an easy New Year's resolution to complete. Kill the forklift.
Really? I'm going to give you a surprise.
All right, my friend. Well, enjoy your time off. Keep healing up for us.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. And that was Yoda.
Yoda.
Oh, I love this. Okay. All right. Who's next? Oh, boy. Ston the Mon. From
Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's there.
Okay.
You have got to love James. You just have to. I have no choice. There is not an option.
There is no try. There is just do.
Yes. And if you do right now.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend, what you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you. Since we're talking about the New Year's, I figure this is time for the traditional resolution, solution, revolution.
Ruh-roh.
All right.
Ruh-roh. And here we go. I think I found the needed solution to the tradition of New Year's resolution. This could start a grand revolution, might end up part of our Constitution. Tested and proven, no way you can miss. Used in courtrooms, sales, and politics. So make resolutions. Just add this twist. Attach to each a mile-long disclaimer list. Ta-da! In peace.
I like it.
It's good stuff, Stan.
Oh, at least we're going out. We're going out from 2018 with a giggle and a smile.
Yeah, And then 2019's going to get serious.
Nah.
Yeah, you know what? This is some, I want to share this with all of you. I started, the first ever spoken word that I ever did was on this format right here.
Oh, wow.
This was the first place I ever did it. The first place I was ever a guest host was on Nyla's. And starting January 1st on the Epiphany Network, which is a blog talk, I am going to be co-hosting a new program called The Hurt Locker.
Oh, cool.
Well, that sounds serious.
Well, that's what we're doing. Now, I wish the world was all, you know, puppies and rainbows, but it's not. And there are parts of the human condition that we have to struggle through and survive. And we're going to tackle some of these things because the idea is for people to vent, to express, you know, to share, you know, drag this thing into the light, you know, because if we can see it, we can fix it.
Yep.
Very true.
And to give you an idea of what's going on, the very first topic we're going to tackle, domestic violence.
Mm. Ooh.
All right.
That is going to be one heck of a tackling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. But, you know, if it's going to be a trial by fire, you might as well make it a pretty damn big fire.
Sounds like a bonfire. Sounds like my kind of party.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to do this.
All right, my friend. Well, I wish you luck in that. That's a tough subject to start with.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad we're starting with that subject because that is a subject that definitely needs the light of day.
Yeah, it does.
And I want to thank you guys for this format. I wish you nothing but the best in the new year and on to the next.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you again in the brand new year.
Yes, ma'am, you will.
All right, dear. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. That was Stan the man. I don't know. I can't decide. Stan or Ston?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll keep playing with it. Hey, there's a stranger on the line.
There is?
Well, yeah. He didn't call in the first one.
Oh.
So should he have to run a gauntlet of some kind?
No.
No? Oh. Yeah. We don't.
I think he's already been through the gauntlet a few times.
We don't torture?
No, we don't torture. Sorry.
You mean I got to loosen some of the knots on Michael?
No, no.
Oh.
No, no. We don't torture our callers.
Oh! Distinction.
Distinction.
Aha. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So this man decided that he didn't want to call in earlier. And so he decided to call in now because he didn't want to talk to me. So.
I heard you were going to be on the show. I was ducking out.
He heard my voice and went, uh-uh. No, I'm not calling in. How are you, Dennis?
No, quite the opposite. Welcome back. You've been missed.
I missed you guys.
You're the missing link. You're the missing link. Exactly what this show needs to give it balance.
A female goofball for between two male goofballs?
Well, it's between a tough place and a rock.
Let me see. Which one's the rock?
I think I messed that up, but you're probably your husband.
I think he was pointing at himself too.
I was.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
Well, what you got for us, Mr. Dennis?
Well, I was going to bring a sushi poem for the poet of the month. But since I called in late, I had to abort that plan.
Uh-oh.
I had already promised I would read a poem by Raj Kumar, which is our friend from India.
Yes.
And he gave me this poem to read for him this evening. And the title of it is, An
get this right, an eagle dived down evening sky, which is a line from an Emily Dickinson poem that he used that line, and he's just running with it. So I thought I'd use that as an intro. But this is a poem by Raj Kumar, an eagle dived down evening sky. An evening dive down evening sky, right on nest of his prey. It was as fast as falling star. Dumb I stood without say. A kingfisher jumped in the water to catch a fish of choice. Like a rainbow, quiet, it sat on a branch in a hushed voice. You know, I know you will send suddenly a hungry bird for feast. I know not when and where he comes with unfinished work list. Tilted, bright beak, rainbow feathers, charming attire and song, must be a bird of paradise. Next life, I would belong. End of poem, a poem by Raj Kumar.
That was a great piece. Well read, Dennis.
Yes, he writes a lot of interesting stuff of a variety. He doesn't write just one thing. He writes a good variety of things. And he's a good friend to the show, and I sure don't mind sharing some of his work. He can't always get through when he calls in. So I'm glad I'm able to step in and help out. Okay. So thank you again for letting me read his work. And I will see you guys next year, Lord willing.
Yes, yes.
Well, if you decide to call in, if you hear my voice, I mean, jeez.
If you're in, I'll call in early. Yeah, you're always welcome here, Christine. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, so, I know.
All right, so I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, which I believe is Miss Barbara.
Oh, hey, and, look, we don't even have to introduce her. He did it for us.
And I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that was Dennis the Menace from Michigan. Okay. Well, we don't have to say anything.
We don't have to.
No.
She's there.
It's Barbara. Duh. Because Dennis said so. Uh-oh.
So you hear that sound? That is the sound
of the ocean.
Of Skype messing with us again.
Who's so, this us?
The show. Oh. Sorry. Barbara, we cannot hear you. So if you could, please hang up and call right back. We will take you live. Okay. We're having that Skype issue. So be prepared, people.
Skype issue.
Yeah.
It's like a seashell.
You can hear the ocean. It's crazy. Ready? And there she is, Barbara.
Hey.
Wonderful. Dun, there dun, we go. Dun. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
It was almost like a cell phone commercial. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
All right, girl. What you got for us? Uh-oh.
Poem of 2000.
Hey, Barbara, you're breaking up on us.
I didn't
touch. Land phone.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Start that again.
Is that better?
Much.
Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
I'm not moving.
I should be holding an antenna.
I don't want to move. So go for it while we have you.
Hail to the new year. It's called.
innocence bathed in the golden haze of promise. All sparkle and glitz, it arrives with expectation. And at the stroke of 12, we forget the year that has passed and erase the unfulfilled... Can I start all over again? Thank you. Hail to the new year. Hail to the new year with its innocence bathed in the golden haze of promise. It's all sparkle and glitz. It arrives with expectation. And at the stroke of 12, we forget the year that has passed and erase the unfulfilled promises, the sad moments not pressed into our minds as tragedy. We celebrate with champagne and laughter. And every year we, you and I, were next to each other. Our lips met at midnight. And we clinked glasses filled with the bubbly, remembering why we met and how New Year's was our invitation to love. Hail the new year with its glow of prompt possibilities and open blank space for our dreams to flourish. And we think back to last year's dreams, those that flew and those that never left the ground. And you were always there next to me to put your arm around me. And I held tight to you, forgetting the bad and hoping for the good. And now I wonder, when the clock strikes midnight and the ball drops, will your spirit be there or only an empty space where you used to be? End poem.
Well done, ma'am.
That was done the year, the first New Year's that I had without my husband. And it was very hard because if you have my book, you'll probably forget me living with and without Hal. There is a whole story about what happened and why New Year's is so important. And I won't go into it now unless you want me to, because I know Cynthia's coming up ninth and I don't know who's eighth. So I'm going to just say New Year's was pretty important to us.
Yeah.
And so it was really hard that, you know, that New Year. But I'm getting through it.
Good.
I mean, it's now going on 5 years in May. So, you know, the sadness is still there. But I believe that he's watching. So it's all good, and I have such wonderful friends, and it's that I love, and a whole new group of poets that I've gotten involved in, and that's how I got involved in the contest. So I just feel that, you know, things are getting better, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you and to JT and to Michael and also to everyone in the room.
Happy New Year, Barbara. Thank you.
Hope, you know, everything gets better, and, you know, I'll see you on the New Year.
All right. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was a very broken up phone call from Barbara. Boy,
technology
is just...
Technology fights us almost every week.
You know what? I think even technology
very
is going...
Cool.
I think even technology is just going, we're done.
Yeah.
2018, we're done. Oh.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yep. Oh, no. That's why I said Mary call.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you were, like, talking into the microphone, like, all sorts of, like, secretly and stuff.
No. It's just a signify for Mary to give
it's a signal?
Call. Yeah, it's
ca-caw!
A signal.
Ca-caw!
Ca-caw!
Wooka, wooka, wooka! It's the call of the deep doo-doo bird. Uh-oh.
No, she's there. She'll call us in just a moment.
Okay.
She's usually on it.
Oh, is this why you're making the
yeah,
stretchy?
Yeah, we stretch it out, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
See, there she is.
Oh, see there.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
There she be.
Mary!
See, me and JT, we tight. We tight, baby.
Well, yeah, you guys have got it. I'm feeling a little left out of the loop over here.
No, you just got to join us more. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, ma'am. What you got going on for us?
I got to be all heartfelt just for a second. You know how I get, sometimes mushy, sometimes crazy. So I'm going to do Ludovico Einaudi. in the background. He's a pianist and one of the nicest that I know. And I'm going to read maybe an overread one, but still a good one to me because of the time that I read it first. I was about, I'd say be less than 13 years old.
Okay.
And I think most of you know it. It's Desiderata. Desiderata. All right. Here's the background. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture your strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations. In the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all the sham and drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. And now we say this, be cheerful and strive to be happy. That's it. That's the end of the poem by Max Ehrman. He wrote that in 1927 and wasn't published until 1942, and that wasn't made famous till after his death.
Good piece, Mary. Good piece. I like that.
Well done.
Yeah, I thank you. I thank you for the whole venue, and it's so fun to be here. Mm-hmm. Get that mistletoe. Where is it? Where's the mistletoe? Jesus. Where? Oh, there. There it is. On to the next one. Here we go.
All right, my darling. Have a fantastic new year. We'll talk to you on the flip side.
Yeah. Oh, happy new year. I'm going to see you on the other. I got a mirrored closet in my next bedroom.
Ooh, nice.
See, there are things looking up.
All right,
my dear. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, this gauntlet just got seriously thrown down.
I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
Woo!
What am I doing?
I don't know what you're
doing.
I
don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you do on this show besides push buttons.
I push a lot of buttons.
Well, you don't want to push certain buttons.
Not those buttons. I push other buttons.
All right. We are wrapping this up. And to put the beautiful little bow on top of our little present is the beautiful Miss Cynthia, who hopefully didn't have to have a Skype issue.
Nope, because she calls in with Skype.
Ah!
Oh, you got, can you guys hear me?
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
Absolutely. You're,
oh,
you're good.
Awesome.
You're good.
Okay. Yay.
All right, my darling.
I thought for this section I would read from my prose. I consider this a prose poetry book because I've added in a whole lot more description. I just lost my page and found it again. Okay. So I consider this a prose poetry novel. It's called The Light Bearers in the Sand Dollar Graviton, and it's for middle school kids. And I think of it as prose poetry because I purposely added in description and lyricism because I'm teaching descriptive writing. So this is the Christmas paragraph in it. And in the story, there's a 13-year-old girl, Marcy, who's figured out that she's not from Earth. She's just too weird and too different, and she's had enough of waiting around for answers. So she decided she wants to know where she's from. So she grabbed a locket that had belonged to her mysterious grandmother, and it opened up into a spaceship, and she got shot out into space, and she thought she was going to her home planet to find out who she was. But it turns out they got all these messages and they have to rescue someone. So she's trying to figure out what to do. If she goes, she might not ever get home or even back to Earth. So here we are. Marcy thought of everyone she would miss and the people who would miss her, especially her grandparents. She remembered the peace of winter holidays when the three of them would adorn the turquoise and lemon tree and gossamer butterflies studded in jewels, and shiny glass balls with little elves inside, decorations that looked like an entrance to another dimension. Transfixed in the light reflecting off crystal ornaments, Marcy could imagine morphing into that elf world. She pictured an entire universe of homes in sugary gingerbread and striped candy, where elves skated on blueberry ponds and surfed across the meringue of giant lemon pies to create the wavy design, all in a world the size of a teacup. It seemed so real, Marcy had to take a firm step back and make sure she was still on Earth. And Grandpa Anderson would place a hand on her shoulder and reassure Marcy that she was safely with them. Then Grandma would hold the decorations in the light of her reading lamp so that Marcy could see into the tiny worlds without falling in. Grandma would give her a reassuring squeeze from the side. We'd never let you disappear. Then curling up with her dog, Brianna, protected by colorful lights and the sacred scent of pine, she would rest under the tree, thankful for their exquisitely good fortune. Marcy touched her hand to the diamond earrings Grandma and Grandpa Anderson had given her for Christmas, a memento from Grandpa's last astronomy conference. The tiny chips of diamond were from a meteor that had crashed into Earth, and they sparkled like the supernova out the window. I can get you home, no problem, Chip, the onboard computer mused, if we get ourselves out of here alive. Alive? Marcy asked. We, her voice cracked. We're the only ship that can save Starlight. This is his only chance. The decision is in your hands. I must obey Lightbearers. Marcy paused for a long moment. To Voltar, she commanded. Let's rescue him. End poem. Or peace.
I like that.
It's very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Now I gotta go find the book.
Oh, awesome. Called The Lightbearers in the Sand Dollar Graviton, and it's on Amazon, and it is through a whole lot of stores in BC now as well, but it's on Amazon. So thanks so much for letting me read that.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Well, you got any exciting plans for the new year?
I'm so happy to be home. I had a great time. I'm just like, oh, I'm home.
I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah, relax. I think we're going out for dinner or something low-key. Dinner on Granville Island with beautiful lights and things. So.
That sounds lovely. All right, my dear. Well, you have a wonderful and safe New Year, and we will talk to you next year.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Whew. What a way to just shut this down for 2018.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Boy, did Michael miss it. If he's not still listening.
He's still in the chat room.
You know, he's not actually listening. He's just got his name in the chat room just to freak us out.
It's working, okay?
Oh, all right. Well, stretch. We made it.
We made it.
2018 is going to be in the books in a few more days.
Yes.
All right. Remember, we just need to be excellent to one another. Mm-hmm. And we got this. All right, folks. Well, that's it for us here. I'd like to thank all the callers who called in. Thank you so much for sharing and opening up your hearts to us and letting us get a peek into your minds. Yes, even you, Jim. And so from Novia the studio cat, from Ursa the studio dog who made her debut down here, from JT, Michael who's underneath the desk, and myself. Thank you guys, and have a great and safe New Year's. Please be careful. Please be safe, and we'll talk to you next year. Love you guys.